This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
On this segment, we're joined by Ashley DeWalt. He's the co-founder of Fusion Sports Marketing. The company is a multidisciplinary design and athletic marketing company that focuses on digital branding for elite professional athletes worldwide. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Missouri City, Texas, to share just how they do this is Ashley DeWalt. He's the co-founder of Fusion Sports Marketing. Ashley, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, David?
Doing well, sir. Great to have you. What events led you in your own career to the creation, the involvement, this engagement of Infusion Sports Marketing?
Absolutely. Well, a few years ago, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, I saw that there was a void in the marketplace. You know, there were a few athletes that had, you know, of course, the occasional websites that would connect with fans, but there was nothing that was really engaging for fans to continue to come back. And, you know, basically once I, you know, me and my partner, Alex Hellman, he's actually based in Cologne, Germany. He's one of the partners and co-founders. Well, at that time, we realized that that there was a void in the marketplace. So that led us to, you know, starting to develop, you know, athlete brands. And basically, you know, it encompasses the website, but it's more than just a website. It's their actual brand that's online. And, you know, creating their brand to where it is able to be monetized through ringtones, apps, merchandise, things of that nature. So that's really what led us to that. You know, we're natural sports fans, and whenever we would try to type in these guys' names in Google, all of a sudden, you know, no type of results would be found.
Yeah.
Or, you know, these superstar athletes. So, you know, once we recognized that kind of was like the aha moment. There were only a few guys that had sites, but that was, like I said, that was the aha moment that we realized that, hey, you know, there is definitely a market, you know, for this.
Ashley, when you go to approach working with a new client, a new athlete who wants to monetize, to leverage the power of their brand, how do you get to the brand of who they are? This has got to be a dynamic kind of interactive process with a given athlete, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, what we do is, you know, if an athlete comes to us, we definitely sit down and we go over, you know, what is important to him, what type of image does he want to portray online, you know, to those fans. You know, what are the things that is important to him when it comes to his community, you know, being involved in the community? What type of, you know, messaging does he want his brand to have? So, you know, it's one of the things that those are just some of the things that we do when we sit down and talk with the athlete, you know, all the way down to simple stuff like what's his favorite colors?
Yeah.
You know, it's black, red, yellow, you know, whatever the case may be. We really try to, you know, pick their brain apart to see, you know, how we can actually use all this information that athlete gives to us to develop their brand, all the way down to, like I said, the color scheme, what type of music they like. You know, sometimes we'll have a playlist on the actual site. So when the fan comes to that site, they're able to listen to the same type of music and say, oh, hey, I didn't know this person liked the same kind of, you know, artist. So, you know, it's a really in-depth, you know, process that we have with the athletes as far as, you know, developing their brand.
I'm going to guess here it's probably also a function of they just don't have time to get on Twitter and Facebook 24/7 and monitor the fan base. Do I have it right? In other words, you install this multi-dimensional brand, which includes mobile and it includes the website and it includes all the and we'll talk more about each of those elements a bit, but at the end of the day, are you also helping to support the constant flow of communication that happens around the athlete, or do they do it themselves?
Correct. We actually work with the player. We do both. We try to really encourage the athlete to be involved as much as possible in their brand through the Twitter, the Facebook, you know, all their different social networks.
Yeah.
However, we do help them manage that as well, too, because, of course, you know, these guys have busy, you know, very busy lifestyles. So, you know, here and there, you know, definitely if they need us to be able to, you know, help them manage their social networks, we definitely assist them with that without a doubt. But like I said, we definitely try to encourage those guys as much as possible to connect with those fans, you know, themselves. And, you know, because that, at the end of the day, that builds their brand equity and that really builds the brand loyalty as well. When fans know that, hey, these, you know, this man, my favorite players, you know, he's tweeting every day, or, you know, sending a post on his Facebook page every day, or, you know, blogging or whatever the case may be, you know, it's really that fan interaction that, you know, we really try to stress the player to have, you know, because at the end of the day, when it comes to when you're trying to, you know, promote various products like a workout app or, you know, merchandise, whatever the case may be, you know, at the end of the day, the fan is a consumer, you know. So you have to be able to, you know, make those fans happy to where they support anything, any type of product that you put out on the marketplace that has your brand and your name on it.
I would imagine that there's also a huge legacy factor to all of this because athletes, as we know, have a limited lifespan. Talk to us a little bit about how you help athletes install a brand that will outlive their activity in the sport.
Absolutely. Some of the things that we do when we develop the brand is really focus on, you know, things that they're doing in the community because, of course, once their playing days are over, you know, we want to be able to have it to where that athlete, you know, they have all these different ties in with these corporate sponsors, you know, that are involved with their foundation. So what we try to do is when we're, you know, sitting down with an athlete, we try to kind of look at a big picture and say, okay, well, look, you know, just worst case scenario, you know, if something happens to, you know, your career, you get an injury, whatever the case may be, we want to build up your brand to where it's strong and it still survives. So when you walk away from this game, you know, all these different things that you're doing in the community, you know, people are still supporting that. You know, they're still supporting any type of product that you come out with, you know, for example. So those, you know, that's just some of the things that we'll do, you know, with the athlete to try to prolong, you know, the thing is that basically prolong their brand, you know, once their playing days are over.
If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Ashley DeWalt. He's the co-founder of Fusion Sports, the website www.fusionsportsinc.com. Let's talk a little bit about the different channels of revenue that that you help create for an athletic brand. Anything that would surprise us? We've talked a little bit about the fact that, of course, you're going to build a website. I know you're involved in the mobile app thing. Let's look at that for a moment. Tell us about how these apps add to the value.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really, really pumped up about some of the developments that we've been able to launch. You know, speaking of apps, we recently just launched the Ray Lewis workout app. And that's that app is a surefire way that, you know, basically we've monetized his brand. And, you know, when you think of working out, you think of, you know, working out like these professional athletes. So, you know, to kind of touch upon that, you know, basically we thought about a year ago that, hey, man, when we were kids, you know, we all wanted to do these workouts that a Michael Jordan, a Magic Johnson, a Larry Bird, all these different guys did, but we had no way of knowing what type of workouts they did, you know, unless we bought a, you know, Michael Jordan's Playground movie or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, so now utilizing technology and the fact that these guys are really open about, you know, unlocking those type of, you know, things as far as their workouts. That really led us to, you know, developing this app to where it's going to be the first of many different athlete apps, workout apps. We're also going to be doing fan apps as well, integrating the two. But we wanted to go ahead and launch first with Ray Lewis. And then, you know, it was one of those things to where we received instant feedback. I mean, great, awesome feedback from a lot of the people who downloaded the app on the iTunes store. You know, we're going to be coming out with the new app update on his somewhere around the first, you know, regular season game for the Ravens. But, you know, like I said, that's just one way that we've monetized an athlete's brand. And, you know, some other ways that we monetize their brand is through merchandise. Of course, you got your, you know, your standard autograph merchandise. But then you also have your exclusive merchandise that we'll only have available on that athlete's website, such as, you know, exclusive T-shirts, exclusive footballs that are branded with their brand logo.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys you see like, you know, Kobe or, you know, they have their own logo that you know, you'll see branded on the, you know, whether it's Nike, Adidas, whatever.
Yes.
We work with an athlete, we'll create their own brand logo. So it's exclusively for whatever type of, you know, whether it's T-shirts, warm-ups, caps, whatever the case may be, or even a football, we'll have that logo embossed on that football and have it autographed to where it says, hey, exclusively one of 25 football. You know, things of that nature.
Yes.
Separate their merchandise from other guys' stuff, and then also we're in the process of developing video ringtones, which is a totally untapped market. Of course, everyone is aware of the ringtone market and how that just really blew up. So now we're tackling the video ringtone market with one of our new partners, Vringo. They're you can check them out online, vringo.com. But we're actually in the process of now developing these video ringtones with superstar athletes that we have. And, same thing with the workout apps. We're working with a company called Pump One based out of New York as well.
Yes.
And we're going to, we're working with them to develop these different workout apps with, like I said, Ray Lewis just being the first of many.
Is there a particular sport that you tend to attract to at this stage, your early stage in your growth of fusion sports, or does it run the gamut?
Yeah, it pretty much runs the gamut. It's crazy that, we're so NFL heavy right now, I guess, because of the fact that we have more ties with a lot of different NFL agents.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a few years now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, definitely venturing out to all the sports because, like you said, it pretty much runs the gamut. It's across, these brands can be developed for any athlete in any professional sport. I don't care if it's professional rugby, cricket, whatever. If they're a professional athlete, their brand can be developed with us and, really international as well, too.
I love that.
We're really trying to reach out to, the different sports, the MLBs, different professional sports leagues besides, just the traditional NBA, NFL that we have now.
Ashley, with the merchandising work that you do with athletes and their brands, this is a complex business. Are you involved with being the liaison between the brand and, say, a merchandising partner?
Absolutely, yes, we are.
What an exciting growth story. And the other cool thing I noticed about your company, and we've talked about this offline, is that you're really a virtual business. Your partner's in Germany. Talk to us a little bit about how you resource allocate, and then I want to dig in a little bit into your growth trajectory.
Two of our partners, Chris and Alex, those guys are out in Cologne, Germany. We actually interact every day. I almost feel like they're my girlfriend, to be honest. I mean, it's crazy.
That's great.
It's crazy, the internet. I mean, how it makes everything, it almost, you can be anywhere in the world and be able to do business every day, all day, as if that person is literally in your office.
It is quite amazing, yes. And you don't have to have this fixed expense base of a physical place that you all meet. It's really gone the way of the past, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And this, we use Skype. Skype is a lifesaver. We use Skype literally every day. And that's how we talk with, those guys as well as the other partners in our company. So, it's one of those things that, hey, maybe if Skype wasn't around, it'd be a little tough,
right.
But thank God Skype is around. But, now, we're in the stage now, like you had mentioned, as far as, we're going out, as far as, our company, we're experiencing a lot of growth, rapid growth just over the past, 6 to 9 months. We have been kind of flying the radar for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients have been through word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But now at this stage, we're really trying to expand our brand, our overall brand, to where fans and, athletes and agents, they know about, Fusion Sports. So, to really, tackle that issue, we're actually, working with a company called Capital Window now to help us put the investment packaging and everything together for the investors that we're seeking now for the growth capital. And what we're trying to do now is, like I said, try to go out and secure the capital, but use that to expand our overall, business and, really try to tackle more markets at a faster pace.
Mm-hmm.
And really try to expand a brand, and luckily we've been able to secure a lot of exclusive partnerships to help, help with the process and make us more attractive to investors, like Vringo, like a Pump One, like one of the recent partners that we just secured this past week is a company called All American Games, which they host they own and operate and manage the McDonald's High School All-American Basketball Game, the U.S. Army High School Football Game that's on NBC
Sports.
Yeah, I mean, these guys, they are the largest and the leading, you know, youth and high school sports marketing company. They have all these massive events they put on for these kids from you know, youth all the way up to high school, these combines and basketball, five-star basketball clinics, football university, all these different events they put on all throughout the country, the United States, as well as Hawaii and Canada. So what we've done is our overall strategy when we were seeking out this partnership was, hey, when we're developing these athlete brands and we're coming out with these products, who better to sell it to than, you know, the youth market, the high school market? Because these kids, they look at these athletes as heroes just like we did when we were kids. So, you know, if
That's
I was
right.
a kid and you tell me, hey, I can do the same workouts that Ray Lewis does or LaDainian Tomlinson or any of these guys, you know, do, then, hey, I'm going to, most likely, 9 times out of 10, I'm a buy it. I mean, especially if it's only a couple of dollars. And a lot of these kids, they have the Xbox, they have the PlayStation, you know these smartphones now. So we've even created skins that we've branded with the athletes' lifestyle photos that we use to develop their website. Now these kids, now they're able to skin their own phones with their favorite athletes, you know, with these lifestyle photos. So that's just another, you know, monetization you know, thing that we're able to offer for these athletes. And then we have an instant target audience with the partnership that we have with All-American Games that really no one in our industry can really even offer.
Is this a pretty I'm sorry, I was just going to interject, Ashley. Sorry to interrupt there. Is this a fairly competitive space? Are you competing with some, like, major agencies here, or are there other little companies like yours that are upcoming? What's the sense of the competitive landscape?
Yeah, when we first started, there were only a few companies. There were just a few companies that we were competing with, you know, over the past, you know, year and a half, you know, with the explosive growth of the Twitter and just social networking in general with the Facebook, there has been an increased amount of competition. You know, a lot of small companies, I would say, that you know, have basically gotten in the mix.
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of these athletes now, you know, this is like the Facebook, MySpace generation of athletes. And, you know, it's really a great thing because they really want to be involved with their brand and, you know, sending out tweets every day, posts on their Facebook. So, I mean, it's really a great thing.
Right, right. You know, it's really taking the athlete and it's making the business of being an athlete, which is a very different thing than the athleticism itself.
Exactly.
How cool. What a great model. Ashley DeWalt, pleasure to have you. I wish you best with the luck and your growth around Fusion Sports. That is the company. www.fusionsportsinc.com is the website. We'll continue to follow your story, Ashley, as you guys grow to your across the U.S. and then internationally. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.